The story of Jonah is one of the most common stories in the entire of the Bible.
约拿这个故事是在整本圣经里面最普通的一个故事。
If you ask anyone on the street if they have heard of the man Jonah who was swallowed by a whale, they would probably say, yes, I have heard of him.
假如你在马路上问任何一个人说你知不知道约拿被吞到大鱼的肚子里面，那个人都会他知道。
But I'd like to bring your remembrance to this narrative this morning. Now, there are some people who would say, well, no one has ever really been swallowed by a whale and survived. And so the book of Jonah must just be a fictional story. We don't think that way. We believe that what the Bible actually says actually happened. So I'd like to remind you of this story this morning. It's a story filled with irony. You begin the tale with a true prophet of God. And Jonah was told by God to get up and go to Nineveh and preach the message that he gives to you. Now Jonah was from Israel. And Nineveh is far to the east near modern day Iran. But we see in chapter 1, verse 3 that Jonah runs the exact opposite direction. He heads towards Joppa, which is the port city of Israel. And he gets on a boat going to Tarshish. He figures it's the furthest way he can get. Tarshish is modern day Spain. So he plans on running thousands of miles away and maybe he can get away from God. Oops. You can't get away from God. So Jonah is on this boat, sleeping in the bottom of the ship. And the scripture says that God threw a storm onto the sea. And the little boat is bobbing in and out of the waves. And the sailors are afraid that they're going to die. So the captain of the ship runs down and shakes Jonah and says, pray to your God that we would live. It's ironic that the pagan man had to tell the prophet to pray. And so the sailor said, okay, we're going to cast lots. That's where you have, let's say, 6 stones in a bag and 5 of them are black and 1 of them are white. And they said to the sailors, each one of you draws a stone, and the person that draws the white stone is the person that caused the problem.
And
the white stone fell with Jonah. And so they looked at Jonah and said, why has this whole problem happened to us? What did you do to make this thing happen? And Jonah says in his most pious voice possible, I am a Hebrew. And I fear God. Sure. We believe you, Jonah. God tells you to do something and you turn around and run the exact opposite way. And I fear the God of heaven who made the sea and the land. So if it's God that made the sea, it's obvious where this problem is coming from. And they looked at Jonah and say, what did you do?
他们就问约拿说你做了什么事啊？
And the scripture adds a very interesting note here.
那在这经节上也很有兴趣的加了一句。
Verse 10 says they knew he was running away from the Lord because he already told them so.
他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
So Jonah previously somehow must have, when he paid his fare to the ship, saying, I'm running away from God.
很可能他一上船，他就告人家他要逃开、逃跑、离开耶和华。
So the man who fears God is running away from God.
所以一个惧畏神的人居然离开神。
And so they ask him, what should we do to make the storm stop?
所以他们就问他，我们该怎么样做让这个风浪平静下来？
And he said, pick me up and throw me in the sea.
他说你把我抬着起来扔到海里面去。
But instead, the men said, no, we don't want to have your blood on our hands, so we're going to try to row our way back to shore.
比如那些人说，我们不愿意手上沾了害你的血，我们要把船摇到这个岸边去。
And you could imagine the men's dismay. The further and further, the harder and harder they tried to row towards land.
你们可以想象得到他们尽可能的想要把船划到岸边去。
The further and further they got blown away from land.
他们划得越厉害，他们离开得越远。
This was not a good situation.
这不是一个很好的状况。
And so these men prayed out to God.
所以这些人就向神祷告。
And verse 14 says that then they cried to the Lord, and the word the Lord here is the personal name for the God of Hebrews. It is Yahweh.
所以他们这里说他们向神祷告，这个神用的希伯来文就是耶和华。
And they prayed, "Don't let the blood of this man be on our hands for what he has done."
他说不要使流无辜血的罪归给我们。
And they picked up Jonah and they threw him in the ocean.
他们就把约拿把提起来扔到海里面。
And here's how it almost seems like the scripture reads.
这好像就圣经就这样念的。
As soon as Jonah hits the water,
当约拿一碰到水，
the sea is calm.
海浪就平静。
The winds stop.
风就停了。
The waves stop moving.
这个海水就不动了。
Jonah's sinking to the bottom.
那约拿就沉到海底。
And the men are absolutely and completely amazed. And the prophet who should have been proclaiming the word of the Lord,
一个先知本来是应该宣传神的话语，
and should have been telling the men on the ship all about the God of heaven,
他们应该在船上把告诉有关天堂的事告诉这些人，
completely fails in his mission.
可是他完完全全的失败了。
And yet the men still worship and serve the living and true God.
可是人呢却仍然侍奉相信崇拜真神。
Because they saw what God had done.
因为他们看到了神所做的一切。
So in chapter 2, you have Jonah having been swallowed by a great fish.
所以在第二章里面谈到约拿被一个大鱼吞食。
Now, Hebrew is a funny language.
希伯来是一个很奇怪的语言。
Just for, this is a side note for free.
So just, just,
the word dog in Hebrew,
希伯来文的狗是怎么讲的？
And if we would spell it with English letters, it would be spelled D-O-G.
你假如英文拼的话是？
Is the word fish in Hebrew.
所以用中文，用英文拼 D-O-G 这个字，变得希伯来文就是鱼。
So if you say dog to a Hebrew person, they might think the word fish.
你假如对一个希伯来人说是狗，他以为是鱼。
So Jonah was swallowed by this great fish and is sitting in the bottom of the sea.
所以约拿被一个大鱼吞了在海底里面。
In his own mind, he thinks he's dead.
在他心里面，他自己以为自己死了。
And he thinks that this is what the place of death must be like.
他以为这就是那个死了以后要去的地方。
And finally, after sitting there for 3 days and 3 nights,
当他在大鱼肚子里面三天三夜以后，
Jonah is a stubborn guy, by the way.
告诉你，约拿是个很顽固的人。
Sitting there with seaweed wrapped around his head.
他在鱼的肚子里面，可能一些海草在围在他头上。
Sitting there slowly being eaten by the acid that's inside the fish.
他可能慢慢的被鱼肚子里面这种酸水慢慢的侵蚀。
He's struggling to breathe.
他可能不大容易呼吸。
Every breath he takes is filled with terrible scents.
每一次他呼吸都有很
He's probably hungry. He probably hasn't had fresh water for a number of days. How many of you would be happy in that kind of situation? How many of you would be probably be pretty miserable right there? I'd be miserable. It would be terrible. And after 3 days and three nights, he finally lifts up his eyes to heaven and he prays. And he acknowledges the God of heaven. And he says, okay, I'll go to the Ninevites. Let's ask a brief question. Why would Jonah run? Why would he run from God and run away from the Ninevites? Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. And the Assyrians were known for their ferocity in battle. And they conquered a large part of the known world at that time. But do you know how they conquered that many people? Yes, part of it was through battle. But they would go from city to city fighting. And every time they would come to a city, they would say, if you surrender, you will all live, and you will be our servants, and you will pay us taxes all day long. And those cities that did surrender, they were allowed to live. But if there was any resistance, they would utterly slaughter everyone in the cities. They would take their heads and pile them out into stacks outside of the city. In order to remind people, this is what happens if you rebel against the Syrian army. Do you think people were afraid of these people? But I don't think Jonah was afraid. You know why Jonah didn't want to go to these people? Look at chapter
4.
We're going to get to chapter 3 in a moment. But in chapter 3, we have the repentance of the people of Nineveh. And this is what chapter 4, verse 2 says. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord. O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I know that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who repents from sending calamity or evil. You know what made Jonah so angry? So much so that he would run away from God to fulfill his duties? He knew that God would forgive the Ninevites as soon as they repented. And he hated them so much that he would rather see them die than to have their sins be forgiven. And that's the prophet who fears God. But I'd like to focus this morning on chapter
3.
And I think what the divine author of Scripture is trying to get us to understand in chapter
3
is that we must recognize the grace of God. And this chapter really plays out the grace of God in two different groups of people. We have God's grace on His people.
人民的恩典,
in verses 1 to 3.
在第一节到第三节,
and then we have God's grace towards the unsaved.
然后我们又看到神对于还没有得救人的恩典,
in verse 4 to 10.
在第五,第四节到第十节,
let's first of all look at God's grace on His people.
我们看神对他自己人的恩典,
when Jonah first ran from God,
当约拿第一次跑开神的时候,
God didn't instantly strike him dead. He could have. You remember Acts chapter 5 with Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to God about the gift that they gave. And instantly they died. But instead, God was trying to use Jonah and push him back to Nineveh.
可是神呢,是要用约拿把他慢慢推回到尼尼微去,
so much so that he preserves him from drowning in the ocean.
他就把他淹在水里面,可是能够保守他。
In a miraculous way, he prepares a great whale, a great fish, in order to save him from the sea.
所以很奇妙的神为他准备了一个大的鱼来拯救他。
And after Jonah was spit up on dry land, the scripture says in Jonah chapter 3 verse 1,
在第三章第一节是这样子记载的,
the word of the Lord was to Jonah a second time.
是神的话第二次临到尼尼微,
that is to say, he gave Jonah a second chance.
他就是给约拿第二个机会,
and he commanded to Jonah, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it the message that I give to you.
他叫他讲,他说你起来,往尼尼微大城去,向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
And the command in chapter 3 is almost word for word the command in chapter 1.
所以第三章神给他的命令,几乎跟第一章神的命令每个字都一样。
God's orders to Jonah have not changed.
神给约拿的命令没有改变。
And in verse 3 you have Jonah's obedience.
第三节,你就看到约拿的顺服。
It says Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord.
So Jonah 便照耶和华的话.
Now, let's ask ourselves a question.
那我们问一个问题.
From the Mediterranean Sea, where Jonah was first heading towards Tarshish,
so Jonah 从地中海第一次要逃开的时候,
he was probably spit up somewhere in modern-day Syria, which is north of Israel.
他可能现在是在那个叙利亚那一带.
It is approximately 600 to 800 miles to Nineveh.
那个地方大概距离尼尼微有600到800里路,
which is 4 or 5 week journey by foot.
在那个情形之下,大概5-6天走路的路程.
Yeah, he was spit up by a whale.
他是被鱼吐出来的.
Yeah, he had spent the 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale.
他的确是在大鱼的肚子里面住了3天3夜.
But even after 5 weeks, do you think after a while his mind would have gone, you know, I can still turn around here.
那么经过这一段时间以后, 他居然还能够生存。
It's a long walk.
这是很长的一段路。
I'm hot, I'm tired.
我也困了,我也热了,我也累了。
And the people of Nineveh don't really need this message anyway.
尼尼微的人不需要这个福音。
You could imagine these thoughts going through his head.
你可以想象得出在他脑海里面想什么事。
But even then, he persevered to do what God wanted him to do.
可是他仍然很有力气为神去做。
Let me stop for a moment.
让我暂时停一下。
If you are a believer,
假如你已经信了,
that is to say, if you have had your sins forgiven based on the death of Jesus Christ by accepting it by faith,
那换句话说,你已经接受了主耶稣基督做你个人的救主,
and you are sinning before God,
你在神面前犯罪,
did you know that God wants to forgive you?
可神愿意饶恕你,
that God wants to restore the right relationship, the right fellowship with Him?
神让你愿意让你跟他重新建立一个正确的关系,
and have you again walking in obedience?
然后让你在神面前过顺服的生活。
He is a God of grace.
这就是神的恩典。
And He shows His grace on believers.
神对信他的人会有恩典。
We also see God's grace on the unsaved.
我们也看到神对不信的人的恩典。
In the end of verse 3, it says Nineveh was a very important city.
在第三节后面,
literally, it says that Nineveh was a great city to God.
换句话说,这就是在神的眼中,
that is to say, in the eyes of God, Nineveh was a very important city.
在神的眼中,
why is this the case?
为什么?
If you look at the last verse of the book of Jonah,
你假如看约纳书的最后一节,
it says, Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left.
他说在这个城里面有不能分辨左手右手的有12万。
Now, what kind of people cannot tell their right hand from their left hand?
什么样的人不能够分别左手跟右手的?
This is a right hand, this is a left hand.
这是右手。
But if you were to ask some of the very, very small children in the church,
你假如问教会里面的小孩子们,
which hand is your right hand and which hand is your left hand?
哪个是你右手, 哪个是你左手?
Do you think both of them can tell you?
他会不会告诉你?
Some might be able to.
有些可以,
but some might not remember which one is right and which one is left.
可是有的还不记得。
Some might take them a long time to figure it out.
有些可能需要一段时间才分别得出来。
There are some adults
有些成年人,
who have mentally handicapped issues.
假如他们的智力发展有不正常的话,
and they essentially have the minds of children.
他们有时他们的心里面的想法跟小孩子一样,
and they can't tell their right hand from their left hand.
他们也可能不能分辨左手跟右手。
So this verse is talking about probably the amount of children that are in the city.
所以这些经节可能是形容 在当时尼尼微城里面的小孩子,
now, if there are 120,000 children in the city,
假如城里面有12万小孩子,
how many people that are not children do you think are in the city?
有多少人在城里面不是小孩子?
You could have up to 600 or 700,000 people.
也许你可以60万, 70万,
or possibly even up to a million.
也可能100万.
That's a lot of people.
但是有很多的人.
See, people are important to God.
对神来说神很重要,
and then it says it's a visit that required 3 days.
又说到去这个地方就要经过三天,
literally it's a journey of 3 days.
所以有3日的路程.
This is speaking of the circumference of the city walls.
这是谈这个城墙的围起来的距离.
A day's journey is approximately 20 miles.
那个时候一天的路程是20里路.
The city is huge. The circumference then would be 60 miles.
换句话,这个城很大,这城的城墙围起来是60里路.
We see the message proclaimed in verse 4.
我们看到在第四节说,这个宣告了,城信息已经宣告了.
So Jonah walks into the city and just begins to preach the message that God has for him.
所以他约纳进了城,就传讲神给他准备的信息.
And here's his message.
这里是他所说的,
nothing about God.
没谈到神,
nothing about forgiveness.
也没谈到神要原谅他们,
nothing about grace.
也没谈到恩典,
nothing about mercy.
也没谈到怜悯.
It's a very simple message.
这个很简单的一个信息.
In 40 days, Nineveh will be completely overthrown.
再等40日, 尼尼微必完全倾覆,
completely destroyed.
完全被毁灭.
Utter destruction.
毁灭的彻底.
What a hopeful message this guy brings.
他带来的这个多么有希望的消息.
He walks into the city and you can almost see the sense of glee on his face.
你可以看到他来的时候,他的脸上会有笑容.
Remember, Jonah doesn't like the Ninevites.
因为他不喜欢尼尼微人.
And he preaches, in 40 days, Nineveh is gone.
他去跟他们讲40日,
and Jonah believes this message.
And 约纳他相信这个信息.
So much so that in chapter 4, you find him sitting under a booth on the top of a hill outside of Nineveh waiting for the destruction to happen.
所以他甚至于你可以看出在第四章记载记载他坐在一个树底下等着这个城的毁灭.
He wants to see the fireworks show.
他想要看这个最后的结果.
But it's a dark message.
可他这个信息,
imagine yourself as a Ninevite.
假如你是尼尼微人呢?
4 or 5 weeks ago, you hear about a man who has been swallowed by a whale.
在4、5个礼拜以前, 你听说一个人被大鱼吞了,
and spit up on dry land.
然后被吐到干旱地上,
and the news has just now reached Nineveh.
在这个消息刚刚传到尼尼微,
and all of a sudden you see this man walk into the city.
然后你看到这个人在你们城里走来走去,
tattered clothing.
他衣服很破烂,
smells like he hasn't bathed in 5 weeks.
闻起来好像很久没有洗澡,
and that since his last bath, he was sitting in the belly of a whale.
他最后一直是坐在大鱼的肚子里面,
and all of a sudden he looks at you and says, in 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed.
他告诉你说,40天, Nineveh就必倾覆,
and you know how I know that it is?
你知道吗?
I just got swallowed by a whale who was sent by the God who told me to.
我是刚刚被大鱼吞了,而且神派了大鱼来告诉我,
to preach the message to the city.
那我到你们就来传这个信息,
how would you respond?
你怎么样回答?
It almost sounds humorous.
看起来好像很幽默,
to have a man like this walk in and say this sort of things.
看有这样的一个人就走进来就告诉你这些事情.
But here's what the scripture says.
可是经节怎么讲呢?
Verse 5.
第五节.
It's very, very simple.
也很简单.
The Ninevites believed God.
尼尼微人信服神.
That is to say, they understood the fact that judgment was coming.
换句话呢,他们了解审判要到.
And they understood the fact that judgment was coming because of their sin.
他们的审判来的是为了他们的罪来的,
and so they declared a fast.
所以他们就开始宣布要禁食,
and by their fasting, they were showing outwardly that an inward repentance had actually taken place.
也就换句话说, 他们外表的禁食表示内心开始忏悔,
there was a real sorrow for their sins.
他们对他们的罪有的的确确有真正的悔改.
And it says, from the greatest of them to the least of them.
从最大的到最小的,
the most important official,
最重要的长官,
to the least important janitor,
到最不重要的那些工作人员,
the most important CEO,
最重要的管理人,
to the garbage man who works down the street,
在街上的收集垃圾的人,
the biggest, the strongest warrior,
最强壮的军人,
to the weakest and oldest person,
最衰弱的人,
all of them,
所有的人,
and it says that they put on sackcloth,
给他们穿上麻布的衣服,
which is probably equivalent to burlap,
可能就是像那种灰麻的干麻的,
or some of the rice bags that you might have that are really, really rough,
或者有些你们买来那个装米的那种袋子的料子.
And then the news of this event reaches the king.
这一个消息就传到这个王的那里.
And did the king think, well, I am above this destruction?
所以跟王想他大概不会受到恐慌.
My God is greater than theirs.
我的神比他们神厉害.
That's not what they said.
这可是这经节不是这样讲的.
The king himself issued a whole proclamation.
这个神也做了一个宣告.
And he said, let these actions of mourning be on everyone. And maybe God may still repent. And not do the thing that he said that he was going to do. In verse 10 says that God saw what they did and turned from their evil ways. It literally says that God repented.
所以第十节说, 于是神查看他们的行为, 他就后悔.
Now, what does it mean when the scripture says that God repented?
但圣经说神后悔是什么意思?
Does that mean that he actually changed his mind on what he was going to do?
是不是说他就改变了他的心意, 就不做他所要做的?
Does it mean that God is a fickle God and that can change at every whim?
所以换句话,
this is not what it means.
这不是那个意思。
We know that the scripture says that God cannot and does not change.
我们知道,
The author of Hebrews says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what does it mean when it says that God repents? Here's what it is. We have to describe God because we cannot see Him through human terms.
So we need to 要了解神, 不能用人的语言来形容神。
God is not human, but in order to understand Him, we can only describe Him with our own language.
神不是人, 可是要我们能够了解他, 我们只能用我们的语言来描写。
And we're ascribing a human action, which is repentance.
我们所用的是一句是人的
to the divine being in order to understand what he's actually doing. So the warning that God gives to the people of Nineveh is actually the means by which God is going to show compassion on them. So how were these Ninevites actually saved?
So, 这些尼尼微人最后是怎么样得救的?
They knew about the wrath of God.
他们了解神的愤怒。
They knew that God was angry at them because of their sin.
他们了解因为他们犯了罪, 神对他们发怒。
We speak in theology of something called the doctrine of the Spirit and the Word.
在这个神学里面就讲到一些有关
That is to say that for God to work in the heart of the believer, through the work of the Holy Spirit, He always uses His Word. So with Nineveh, do we have the Word of God here? Well, we don't have a copy of Moses' law with them. They don't have any of the Psalms of David. But, they do have a prophet who is speaking God's word. And the Holy Spirit takes that word and applies it to their heart. And affects a change in their life. Look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Romans 10, 13 through 17. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how have they believed in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of God. The people of Nineveh only would have repented had they heard the word of God. And God was trying to show Himself compassionate on Gentile people. On people who were utterly pagan. And completely and totally opposed to Him. Look at Luke chapter 11. Beginning in verse
29.
So Jesus is preaching to crowds, and he's speaking about salvation and how it's available to Gentiles.
在这里，耶稣向众人解释救恩怎么会临到外邦人身上。
And this is what it says in verse 29 and following.
这是在29节跟以下的经节这样讲的。
As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here." What Jesus Christ is doing at this point,
在这里耶稣在做什么事?
Is he is looking at a people who rejected him.
他在看了那些拒绝他的人。
John says he came unto his own and his own did not receive him.
约翰福音说他来到他自己人的那里，他自己的人不接受他。
And he says that the people of Nineveh who repented after seeing Jonah, who was swallowed by a whale and spit up, which is in fact a miracle.
所以这里他说, 尼尼微的人看了约拿被大鱼吞食的奇迹以后,
they saw something that simple, they repented, and yet the Jewish people who saw the living and true God in human form in front of them did not repent.
尼尼微人看了那么简单的一个神迹他们就信了，可是这些犹太人他们也真神在他们当中。
They saw all of Christ's miracles. They saw him turn water into wine. They saw lame people walk. They saw blind eyes see. They saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes feed 5,000 people. And yet they did not believe. But the people of Nineveh did. Because God wanted to show His grace on unsaved people. Salvation in any testament is simply belief in the amount of the revelation that God has given. The people of Nineveh, all they needed to believe to be saved was simply that God was going to judge them. So they repented of their sins. In the age of the church, how are people saved? In what do they need to believe? Here are some simple things. First of all, the Bible says in the book of Romans that all sinned and are coming short of the glory of God. All of us have offended God ultimately by our actions. By our words. By our thoughts. And therefore the judgment of God is pointed to be poured out upon us. However, Jesus Christ, who was both fully God and fully man, stood in the way of God's judgment. And he took the judgment upon himself at the cross. And he paid the price for your sin. And for my sin. And you can have your sins forgiven if you simply believe on the work that He has done. God wants to show grace on you if you're a believer who is living in sin. Repent of your sin. Turn away from it and live in the manner that God wants you to. And if you're sitting here today and you say, "What? But I have never become a Christian," I have never placed my trust in Christ.
我从来没有信过基督。
Admit that you're a sinner.
你就承认你是罪人。
And trust in Him as a person and the work that He did for the forgiveness of your sins.
相信神，相信基督，也相信他所做的一切事情。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Now, Father, I thank you for the revelation that you have given to us concerning Jonah and his life.
天父，我们谢谢你向我们启示有关约拿的事情跟他的生活。
And how that Jonah, through his example, teaches us what your grace is like.
借着约拿的例子，让我们知道你的恩典是怎么样的。
And I pray that we would be people who would accept your grace.
我们希望所有人都接受你的恩典。
Help us, Father, to show us in what areas we have offended you.
帮助我们，让我们知道我们在什么地方得罪了你。
To turn from our sins and to begin living in a right manner.
让我们远离开罪，让我们能够过一个正当的生活。
And Father, I pray if there's anyone here that does not know you.
天父，假如在今天当中还有人不认识你。
That has never trusted you.
从来没有信任过你。
That you would work in their heart.
我相信你是会在他心里面动工。
And draw them towards your Son. We pray all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.